You see, Dr. Chabal Jr. has been asked to colonoscopy report on patient Pedro Fernandez. Date of birth is 10-19-1955. I was just dictating. I asked the colonoscopy report and I got disconnected in the middle, so I'm going to restart the dictation. Restart this and complete discussion. Dictation. And again, procedure was weight loss, blood and stool, colon cancer screening. Sedation can be seen as nursing and nursing and college. Very much blood pressure, cholesterol, patient appeared to be distal esophageal long segment by esophageal about 3 cm in length. They were vascular and slightly diagnosed with stubborn diagnosis of parasitic involved in dysplasia. Upper nasal canals for reason for the weight loss and canals for reason for blood and stools. There was such company here in my patient with cut around KYJ by rectum, C-scope rectum, and C-mari fan, colon, manufacturer, and colon, and fracture, and patient. Patient had fair prep because in sigmoid, a polyploid mass noted in the sigmoid, right on the reading the sigmoid appeared to be polyploid mass note in the cecum, not in cecum. Polyploid mass note in the cecum. It's called place of rectum to see my defend corn fracture and corn hyperfracture based on cecum. In the base of cecum, I saw polyploid mass in the cecum. Looking at the cecum, it's about 9 o'clock position, between 9:12 to 9 o'clock position. Since we're writing cecum, that was not tattooed. It was involving like about 3.5 to 4 centimeter in base and flat looking tubular version of the mattress looking polyploid mass. Biopsy was taken with slightly diagnosis. It's covered, it was coming out, it's a fair prep, it's small to mass, the polyp did not be ruled out. Most irrigation was done, much extensive irrigation was done. Patient also appeared to have torches called colorectum. The rectum tissue will enter a hemorrhoid ablaze, this is a push up patient with complication. Finally, but one long segment better. About 3 centimeters in length, biopsy was taken for diagnosis. To establish the diagnosis of Barrett's esophagus and to see if there is any dysplasia happening. Number two, gastritis, biopsy was taken for Barrett. Number three, duodenal biopsy was taken. Number four, upper nasal, you cannot explain the reason of blood stools. I could not explain the reason of weight loss. Number four, colonoscopy up to seek and five, fear, prayer, small to master, part of the number seven, cecal, polyploid mass, not in cecum. Between 9 to 12 o'clock position in the cecum, just in, about adjacent to the to the appendiceal orifice. It was about 3.5 to 4 centimeter in diameter, thickness, wide, broad-based. Basically, they can, could not look like it could be removed completely safely with the regular colonoscopy. The patient can be going for advanced colonoscopy with possible EMR depending on the pathology finding. Number 6, fracture, Eric Pepper, small to pass up of polyquid diagnosis and hemorrhoid, not bleeding, most likely the cause of blood stool, not bleeding. A recommendation away for the parasitic biopsy. If the parasitic biopsy comes positive for parasitic is negative dysplasia, then repeat a parasitic in 3 years. Number two, away for the sternal biopsy comes about headache, but it's probably between Pepper, number three, away for small biopsy, number four, away for the sequel. Polyploid mass biopsy. If biopsy comes out to be high grade dysplasia, patient going to go for surgery for a resection of the cecum and adjacent colon. And if it comes out to be negative high grade dysplasia, then recommendation to have advanced colonoscopy with endoscopy because of resection. And for that patient, could be going for resection and the EMR resection with Dr. V at Orlando Health Regional Medical Center. Dr. VARADARAJULU. And depending on the outcome of the polyploid mass pathology, then we'll recommend doing surveillance colonoscopy, depending on the outcome of the cecal polyploid mass. Since upper colonoscopy conducts the reason for weight loss, recommendation of a CT of the abdomen, whether or not functional run, trapped down pelvic pathology, rule out the hepatobiliary tank disease, rule out malignancy in terms of malignancy will cause a weight loss. Following to dictation, please have a conversation with primary care provider. And also check the same blood and stools are recommendation of the CBC and our studies on patient P2PA and artificial anemia. Then video capsule endoscopy / pill cam could be recommended as anemia working for GI small blood review, the etiology for the cause of the anemia blood and stools. follow up specific half of much more. Just 2 supplements of service part of the preparation is a clear of automotive and dictation. Leads on the conversation, primary care provider, Dr. Oscarina Herrera Alborez, and copy Dr. Pamela. May 8th, 23rd, and May 8th, 23rd, patient.